Well, I know the church looks a little different this Palm Sunday than usual. Seems a little bit empty, but know that it's not, because we are together in spirit. Our scripture reading today comes from Matthew 21, verses 1 through 11. Hear God's word. When they neared Jerusalem, having arrived at Bethphage on Mount Olives, Jesus sent two disciples with these instructions. Go over to the village across from you. You'll find a donkey tethered there, her colt with her. Untie her and bring them to me. And if anyone asks you what you're doing, just say, the master needs them. He will send them with you. This full story of what was sketched earlier by the prophet, tell Zion's daughter, look, your king's on his way, poised and ready, mounted on a donkey, on a colt, full of a pack animal. The disciples went and did exactly what Jesus told them to do. They led the donkey and colt out, laid some of their clothes on them, and Jesus mounted. Nearly all the people in the crowd threw their garments down on the road, giving him a royal welcome. Others cut branches from the trees and threw them down as a welcome mat. Crowds went ahead and crowds followed, all of them calling out, Hosanna to David's son! Blessed is he who comes in God's name! Hosanna in the highest! And as he made his entrance into Jerusalem, the whole city was shaken. Unnerved, people were asking, what's going on here? Who is this? And the crowd answered, this is the prophet Jesus, the one from Nazareth in Galilee. May God give us understanding of his holy word, and let's take just a moment of silent prayer. Amen. Roger Griffith has a very different take on this story of Jesus' entry into Jerusalem, a kind of surprising one, but I wanted to share it with you. He said, it was a Palm Sunday and Jesus was coming into Jerusalem. He was riding on a blazing white stallion and kicking up a cloud of dust as he rode along. He was looking for trouble, and the people that he passed on his way were in awe of such a beautiful animal, but they were even more awestruck by the man who was riding it. And as Jesus passed, you could hear the people say, who was that masked man? There were bad guys on the loose, and Jesus had a job to do. And as he rode into Jerusalem, he quickly sized up the situation and formed a plan to capture the ringleader of the troublemakers. His name was Diablo, or Satan. Well, there was a short scuffle, and Jesus won handily over Diablo. He hogtied the devil and he threw him into jail. Now, as a large crowd of people gathered to see what the commotion was all about, Jesus mounted his horse and he pulled on the reins. The stallion stood on its hind legs and neighed loudly, and then he pawed the air with his front legs. And when it stood as tall as it could, Jesus leaned forward in the saddle, and holding the reins with one hand while lifting his hat in the air with the other, he shouted with a loud voice. As Jesus rode off into the sunset, you could hear the William Tell overture in the background. Roger ends by saying, well, isn't that how you would have done it if you were Jesus? It's how I would. Okay. Definitely a different version. Sounds like one of those old cowboy stories or movies we grew up with, right? I confess, I got a good laugh out of it when I read it. But it also got me thinking, and I think that Roger captures well one of the biggest obstacles in our faith. You see, there's how we human beings would do things, and then there's how God does things. And they are typically very, very different, aren't they? And then when God doesn't do things our way, when he doesn't answer our prayers the way that we think we should, they should be answered, when he does things that we don't understand, things can get a little ugly. As David Leininger notes, when Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was in turmoil. Turmoil. There's tension. There's danger. And the Greek word means, you know, to rock to and fro or to agitate, to quake or shake. And contrary to the parade and party atmosphere that we often associate with Jesus' entry into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, this is the more descriptive. The holy city was a heated cauldron about to boil over. Governor Pilate was preoccupied with political intrigues of faraway Rome. The puppet King Herod was viewed as a clown. The people were restive. They were ready for someone to lead a revolution. And into these seething streets rides Jesus of Nazareth. He's mounted on a donkey. But it's the beast that the prophet Zechariah of old predicted would bear the Messiah. And the people are shouting, "Hosanna! Save us," the traditional cry of the Jewish people to their king. There's turmoil. There's tension. There's danger. There's cries by the people, "Save us." And there Jesus was, willing and ready to lay down his life to save them. But he wasn't the savior they expected. They weren't looking for some humble guy on a donkey. They wanted the hero of their imagination who would come in with easy answers and no demands. Think about that for a second. A savior that comes in with easy answers and no demands. That sounds about right, right? Wouldn't we kind of like the same thing if we could swing it? But life isn't exactly like that, is it? In our own experience, even in better times, we know that there continue to be challenges. And we pray those prayers asking for quick and easy solutions. Fix it now, God. But it doesn't work that way. And it's not going to. The timing of Palm Sunday right now somehow seems appropriate with all that we're going through. A reminder that every generation throughout the ages has gone through their challenges, their time of lifting screams, "Lord, save us." We're in that place right now, aren't we? Lord, save us. And our preference is that it be done quickly, it be done easily, and that we can just get back to the way life was. The people then, we're looking for things to change. And they had in mind a pretty clear path of how they wanted it to go. But Jesus was not there. He was not there to simply appease them. He was not there to give them what they thought they wanted. He was there to give what we all truly need. And the reality is that we don't understand what we really need. But God does. This is a time when we would love for someone to ride in on a horseback and save the day. We don't know what God's plan is in this. It makes us uncomfortable. Especially when we remember what his disciples went through. Their lives were not easy either by any means, and that's one of the things that can make it so hard to follow. We ask ourselves, do I want that? Can I trust that? But God knows us, and he knows what we really need. He's not here with easy answers, but he's here with right answers. As we move through Holy Week this week, my prayer is that you'll see it as an opportunity to deepen your faith in a very real way. And my prayer is that it won't end with this week. My prayer is that even during this challenging time, when we're stressed, when we're worried, when we're in pain, that God will come alive to us in new ways. My prayer is that we will choose to be his disciples in an even bigger way. Let us pray. Dearest Lord, there is so much that we don't understand. We love easy answers, but we know that you are not a God of easy answers. We know that even now you are shaping us, that you are pruning us, that you are preparing us. And I pray that we will choose you and that we will be faithful. In Jesus' name, amen.